This is the BBC.
Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. The most cringe edition, I think, we've done of Ghostbusters yet. We call the people who've lost touch with you and ask why. Some stuff you won't understand about what pot you're in if you try to get big weekend tickets. And have you ever felt the urge to eat snow? Hi, it's good to be back on. Hope weekends were good. This is Scott. I've got a new tune of the week, which I'm excited about. You know by now, if you listen to this show a lot, that our love for Anne-Marie runs deep. It's deep.
It is deep. I particularly love your impression of her laugh.
Well, it starts off small and then it explodes. So it's like... So, Anne-Marie has teamed up with Marshmallow, another one of our faves. His track Silence with Khalid, remember? That was, a top five hit. And that was also a tune of the week for us. Also, he's worked recently with Selena Gomez on Wolves. Anne-Marie's nominated for a Brit Award this month. See what you think of this, if it's your first time of hearing. Just maybe give me like a one-word review on 81199. This is Marshmallow and Anne-Marie with Friends.
Scott Mills.
On first listen, it does sound like Anne-Marie is spelling Friends F-R-I-N-D-S without the E. But there is an E in there. I've listened to it a few times.
Definitely.
But it does... It sounds like she's getting the spelling of Friends wrong and calling it Friends. That's Friends, the new track by Marshmallow and Anne-Marie. I asked for your one-word reviews. Sass says Rich. Yas says Alex in Stoke. Summer, Alex in York.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the pool with the drink. Banging from Fran and Havana in Bath. Belter says Graham. Litty says Dean. Fire says Chris in Manchester. Amy in Dorset comes in with Delicious.
Scott Mills.
For a lot of people in Swansea, this morning was like a military operation with 18 laptops and 15 mobile phones on the go, all trying to get tickets for Radio 1's biggest weekend in Swansea at Singleton Park in May. Laurie got tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you.
How do you feel? Because a lot of people, didn't get them because we can't give them to everyone. So you must be buzzing.
Oh, I am. I'm so excited to go. I can't wait to see Craig David and Ed Sheeran.
They're your two favourites, are they, from the lineup?
Yeah.
We got more to announce, though, Laurie.
Oh, I can't wait.
Tell me how you got your tickets. What was the method this morning at 7:45?
Well, I woke up at 7 and I run downstairs and I was sat in the dark with my laptop and my phone getting ready to wait till 7:45.
All right, so you got up especially early for this, so like you were prepared.
Yeah.
And then obviously you were so happy. Who was the first person that you told?
Well, my mother was there. As soon as I realised I had them, I literally screamed the house down.
Did you scream?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon loads of people have done that today. Well, listen, we will see you in Swansea, all right?
Yep.
Scott Mills.
Chris.
Yes.
Have you ever eaten snow?
Definitely. Definitely, definitely. Well, think about it. I probably ate snow when I was really young. But it just feels like it's an okay thing to do.
It's never crossed my mind.
But you,
okay,
said, this
no.
You said this to me, I don't understand how you haven't eaten snow.
No, okay, so when I was younger, definitely I would have, if it snowed, you just like stand there, face skywards, and you're like,
Oh yeah, but that's different. If you're there with your head back and your tongue out, and like, and get the snow to land on your tongue. But yeah, I thought you're talking
about... falling.
Yeah,
what I'm saying is I have never bent down, scooped it off the ground and shoved it in and around my mouth.
I've definitely done that. Definitely. It's like
you've scooped it up. Free
ice cream.
But it's not. It's not. And also, how do you know how long it's been there?
It generally hasn't been there that long with the snow. Because it's just fallen. No, listen, I'm not saying I do this as a kind of, it's snowing outside, brilliant, I'm going to run outside and treat myself to a free dinner. It's more like...
A slush puppy. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It's more that I just know at some point I would have eaten the snow from, say, a table, or at least given it a lick.
Can anyone back me up here? have you eaten snow? Or like me, have you never even thought that it's a thing? Like, I wouldn't...
You've never been tempted. This is the thing, right? I think it's a bit like when you see a sign on a wall that says wet paint. You touch the wall, right? If you see snow around you, you do kind of want to have a little nibble.
Right, okay. So that is the same. Eating snow from the actual ground or from like a ledge or whatever is exactly the same as getting a bucket every time it rains, the rain goes in the bucket, and then drinking the delicious rainwater. You wouldn't do that, would you?
No, probably I wouldn't, unless I was in a sort of Bear Grylls situation.
Okay, so I actually found a video with a guy who has all the science behind whether you can eat snow, right?
If it's snowing where you live, I bet you've been tempted to lick furry mounds of snow. You're probably thinking, it's just water. How can it harm me? Can it harm me? Well, I'm here to put all your worries to rest. I'm here to answer, is it safe to eat snow?
Definitely not yellow snow, people are saying.
Yeah, but interesting to know if it is safe.
So, do you want to know the science?
Yes, please.
This guy has all the details.
Snow comes from the clouds, where the primary ingredient is indeed distilled H2O. And since snowflakes are shaped like webs, it acts as a net for trapping any substances that may be floating in the air. The most common ones are black carbon, also known as soot, released by coal-fired plants. That's why researchers suggest to wait a couple of hours after the first flurry has fallen to try snow. The thinking is, the longer the snow falls, the more pollutants it catches, and the cleaner that the snow falls later is.
You getting this?
Oh,
okay.
I think I'm keeping up.
Continue.
Some areas near greenery, like urban and suburban areas, may see higher levels of pesticides in snow that has fallen onto yards or parks.
Okay, I'm bored.
But even so, the pesticide levels in snow are reportedly very low and probably won't make you sick. However, if you're concerned, just eat the ones falling from the sky.
Just eat the ones from the sky.
So he's going back to your technique, which is head back, tongue out. Yeah.
But do not eat the ones, please, that have been on the ground. Okay? Just eat the ones falling from the sky.
Just eat the ones falling from the sky.
But is there ever a time when you really shouldn't eat snow?
There is one time you should avoid eating snow. When it's windy, dirt can mix with snow as it falls to the ground during high winds. Imagine eating snow mixed in with manure.
Ew.
Oh, lush.
Ew.
Okay, science man, sum it up for me then.
Takeaway, if you're going to eat snow, try to eat freshly fallen white snow. Eating snow is okay to do as long as it's not windy or you're not in a highly polluted area. And even if you are, try to wait a few hours before you stick your tongue out to the sky. Bon apple tea.
Sorry? Bon apple tea?
Bon apple tea.
Bon appetit.
Well, that's not how you say it though, is it? He's saying bone apple tea.
But what he is saying is that if it snows outside, run out there with a spoon and tuck in.
And then
bon apple tea,
which means bon appetit. When I go skiing, says Catherine in Salisbury, sometimes I do get thirsty. So I do eat the snow, but only the clean, freshly fallen snow. Adam from Rochdale, meals you haven't lived, had some for breakfast this morning.
I'll be honest.
Not a meal.
What I'm saying is, be honest, everyone. We've all eaten a bit of snow.
Never done it.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
See, loads of people say, like me, they've never seen the appeal of eating it. I've never looked at snow on the ground and thought, oh, yeah, delicious. I love that.
How have you not?
I don't know. I just feel that maybe... I do actually feel like one of the odd ones out now, because most people are saying, of course I've eaten snow.
I've just found one of these online recipes for snow ice cream.
No way.
And it's made like with actual snow.
Bon apple tea.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
No, that is horrible. I've got to admit, I've had cups of snow before and mixed it with cordial.
Well, think about it. That is a slush puppy then, isn't it?
I hope it's freshly fallen.
This seems like a peak Canada text here, Scott, from Nancy. We Canadians eat snow with maple syrup.
Of course you do.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1.
Where it begins.
Camilla Diva and Never Be The Same on BBC Radio 1. It's Scott Mills here with Louisa Johnson coming up and something new from Migos.
Scott, have you seen McMafia?
Yeah, one episode. Why?
I've got to be honest. I've already been asked this 3 times today.
Do you know...
Have you seen McMafia? You seen McMafia?
I got asked it a lot of the weekend as well. Have you seen McMafia?
Also, like... I have seen McMafia. I've seen one episode of it. But why do you want to know? And two, like, This is getting so long, having to hear this same question over and over again.
Let's ask Sophie, have you seen McMafia?
Have you seen McMafia?
Yeah, it's amazing, she says.
It's the fact that you've constantly been asked, have you seen
McMafia?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. How many episodes?
One.
Right, see, one. Everyone's seen one.
In the office today, I got asked, have you seen McMafia? Just now in the studio. Quiet moment. Whenever there's a quiet moment, someone's got to say, have you seen McMafia?
Also, if you say one, they all go, oh, you wait till episode three, you'll be hooked.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they all say.
Yeah, but why does everyone care that I see McMafia? Like, I've seen one episode, I thought it was good. Like, why is the world bothered that I see all of McMafia?
Because it's the hot show right now, it's on BBC One, and it's a bit like, you know, like how in Britain we have, like, default conversations? It's like, oh, terrible weather, that's the new one.
It's
small talk. Have you seen McMafia? It's the new small talk.
And now I've really started to notice it. I'm seeing a friend tonight. No doubt that'll be on there as well.
Why don't we send you out?
Have you seen McMafia?
Why don't we send you out on the streets tomorrow and ask people, have you seen McMafia, and see what they say?
Why are we all asking each other this?
Also, Netflix did a survey recently. It showed that the third episode is when people get proper hooked on their favourite show, so...
Have you seen McMafia?
Oh, you wait till episode three, you'll be hooked. BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills. Where it begins. In the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry.
Bet if you're actually making a stir fry at the time, that sounds banging. That's Migos and Stir Fry on BBC Radio 1. Instant reaction from loads of people. Ben and Preston, I love this. Also, Steve in Gloucester, amazing tune. Migos, Stir Fry, what do you think?
It's good, but have they seen McMafia?
One. Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
One.
Where
it begins.
Somebody's taking care of all of the mess I made. Somebody.
That is Hayley Steinfeld, Alesso and Florida George Line, Let Me Go on BBC Radio 1. Another totally overstaffed song. I mean, I'm sure they've all got their part to play, but geez.
Mm.
Like, this job's just getting harder and harder, reading more artists out, you know? The struggle.
Do you think they should be paying you per name of artist
that
you have to read?
Like, you got Jason Derulo, then you got French Montana on that one. Coming up, I've got The Weeknd and Kendrick Lamar. Like, everyone's doing songs together.
Do you know what? Life is tough.
Georgia Smith and Stormzy is exhausted.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Tom in Leeds.
Yes.
What are you doing today, please?
I am delivering a car in Northampton.
Okay, but you're not from there, are you?
No, I'm from Leeds, yep.
Tell me what you can do with your body.
I can I can disjoint most of my joints.
That's quite a skill.
Yeah.
That's not for me, that. What, are you one of them? Like, I've seen this at parties where people, like, put their back out and then put it back in again, and, like, and all the bones just appear, right?
Yeah, that's you. That's the one.
You're that guy, aren't you?
Are you like the one on Ocean's 11 that can fit into a small space? Like, I'm just trying to think what use we could have for you. Like,
yeah.
Not that we can suggest you rob a bank, but it's just interesting to know what you can do with your body. Yeah.
We're always thinking of show features, you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, it's a party piece.
Yeah. Tom, who do you normally pick on bangers?
It's you, Scott.
Is it?
Yeah.
No one ever says that.
Oh, so I've got to try tempt you away today.
Why do you like my tunes?
They're a bit hoo, some of them.
No, not true.
Good sort of compliment. Yeah, I know what you mean, Tom. It's nice to have a few hurt.
I am about to disprove your theory with this. Well, I'm not, though, am I? Because they were never heard of again.
Apart from in Australia.
The Veronicas. I feel so untouched.
Untouched.
When I met you. What a song. Come on, you can't beat that.
Oh, it's strong on the strings. Love the Veronicas. All right, Tom, you can have that. Or my banger's choice today is this. It's Calvin Harris, Flashback.
I forgot about this. Calvin's had so many songs, you forget about
some. Yeah, exactly, and this doesn't get played enough. This is a tune.
Two strong choices.
Tom? I must admit, I'm a little disappointed in your choices, lads.
Okay. Cheers, babe.
I'm not going to lie.
Sorry, Mum.
I'm going to go... Do you know what? I'm going to stay faithful.
Why?
Scott, you've got it.
Love you.
Scott Mills, BBC
Radio 1. Where it begins.
Lauren from Croydon raises a really good point. Scott, Chris, tell me why I can't remember what day of the week it is normally, but yet I can remember all the words to the Veronica's Untouched.
So true. That's true.
It's just lying there, kind of dormant in your head. Like, you've not heard it probably for a couple of years, but you still know every single word.
I genuinely am gutted to not hear that Calvin Harris song today, though. That's the thing with bangers. It's so frustrating when you can't get your song on.
This is
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
How good is this? We like, don't we?
This is an absolute monster of a song.
So
huge.
Big. The Weeknd, Kendrick Lamar, Pray For Me.
Scott Mills. One.
So many people are up early this morning, straight online, trying to get Big Weeknd tickets at 7:45.
It was all very exciting, wasn't it?
And quite stressful for a lot of people, I think.
Mm.
Chris got some, didn't you, Chris?
I did, yeah.
Was it like Mission Control in your bedroom this morning, just waiting for the moment that Grimmy said, go?
Oh, you have no idea. It was insane.
Did you have a moment where you thought you hadn't got the tickets?
I did, and I was really stressing out.
Why? What was happening?
Well, I was placed in the virtual queue, and then I just seemed to be in the virtual queue for ages, and I'm like, God, like, I've not got the tickets. And then all of a sudden, it just popped up and said, you've been accepted, and then I just, like, screamed.
Yeah, I know. A lot of people would have been stressed by the virtual queue this morning.
Yeah, it was quite something.
I just never trust the virtual queue. That's my problem, Scott. I think, should I be refreshing here?
I know.
And should then, I F5 or not?
But then if you've refreshed, have you messed up the last time, you know?
Do you
That's
know what I mean?
The thing. It says you don't refresh, don't close the page. And I'm thinking, but I've been on here for ages. And then all of a sudden it all went through and I was just like, yes,
come on.
My boyfriend, who's a geek with this kind of thing, was talking about how it's different pots at the weekend and I zoned out. You got pot one, pot two, and pot three. And he went through all the terms and conditions. I was like, I work here and I don't know what you're on about.
I had to watch the video to understand it all, but the video was really helpful. And then I was like, right, so I think people are going to try for pots one and two. So I'll just go straight in for pot three.
I don't know.
All I heard about was pot one, two, and three all weekend. I'm like, sure, Jan. Cool.
And did you put your balls in all the pots?
No, you can't.
Wow.
What pot are you?
I went for pot three.
You're pot three because you don't live in the area, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, see, I know now. Chris, you're not understanding the pots, are you?
No.
Pot one, Swansea. Pot two, surrounding areas. Pot three, elsewhere.
Potluck.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Peterborough.
Yeah, see, you're pot three.
Definitely pot three.
Do you feel extra special because you got pot three?
I don't know.
No, because it's less likely.
More exclusive.
Yeah.
Pot three, I was just like, I'm at the end of the day, I got the tickets. That's the best thing.
Can we all stop saying pot?
I know. There's too much pots now. Who do you want to see?
Mostly Ed Sheeran, and I'm really looking forward to seeing Taylor Swift as well.
Totally. Okay. I think we should play Blank Space by Taylor now.
Oh, awesome.
Have a biggest weekend.
Cheers, guys. Love Radio 1, and I'm so looking forward to Big Weekend.
BBC
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
What about us? What about us? What about us?
Stay with Radio 1 for Julian Michaels' Issues and also Bruno Mars' Dripping in Finesse. It's Monday afternoon, and it's time for Ghostbusters. Sometimes you think that everything is going great with someone. You've been chatting to them, maybe you've been on a date or two with them, and then they completely disappear. It's like they never existed.
Hence the term ghost, because obviously they just sort of, they vanish, Scott.
Yes.
They're ghosts. Ooh.
So often they would have seen your message because it says that they've read the text or you get the blue tick. So they've seen it, but they have not replied. That's being ghosted.
We try and right some of those wrongs.
And also we tend to get the number of the person that has ghosted someone and try and find out why they didn't reply. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hello. So you're 23 and you went on a date with a girl. How did you meet her?
Through mutual friends. That's up on a sort of blind date.
Okay, so you've got mutual friends And this friend is like, hey, you should hook up with Joe. You should go out for a date. I think you'd really get on well.
Yeah, yeah. Just sort of sent a message through to me saying, oh, if there is someone that I could sort of put you together with. She said, oh, do you want me to go full Cilla Black or do you want to arrange it yourself? I said, go full Cilla Black, get a sort of blind date sorted with her.
And when was the last time you dated someone before this girl?
This was my first ever proper date.
Your first date?
First date.
What? Ever? Like ever?
Ever.
Have you not ever kissed a girl before and liked it?
Oh, yeah. Have, yes. Yeah, but first proper date.
All right, okay.
Wow, you must have been nervous as.
I was telling all my friends I was absolutely fine, but then as soon as I got there, I was shaking like a leaf.
And what did you decide to do for the first date?
It was, we went to a bar which had a bowling alley out the back.
Oh, bowling!
Good idea.
Yeah.
I don't get the bowling thing.
Why?
Just don't get it for a date.
Well, that's because you're dreadful at bowling.
I'm not dreadful at it. And it's the unsexy shoes. Do you know what I mean, Joe?
I'm fully on board. You know, the unsexy shoes are certainly not gonna look good on anyone.
But they're a leveller, aren't they? Because you're both having to wear the same shoes. It's funny. It's like it's already a bit of a bonding experience.
Okay.
You've both smelt each other's feet.
Oh, lush.
Sort of.
And how do you feel the date's progressing during the bowling? You like her, she likes you?
Yeah, it's going well. We had a couple more drinks after, sit down chatting. Actually, Jess was the one to bring up the second date topic.
Oh, what? So she's like, I'll organise date two, was she?
Yeah. She was like, I'll get it organised with the mutual friend again and her boyfriend to go out, you know, as a sort of double date.
And then what?
Went for a drink at a different bar and then, you know, had a couple of cheeky kisses, as you do.
What do you mean, a couple of cheeky kisses?
Well,
that's a weird phrase.
One thing leads to another and you have a couple of cheeky kisses.
Okay. Well,
you have a cheeky kiss and then probably, what, are you saying you then have maybe another drink and then go in for the kiss again? Or did you just sort of chain it from
that point? I don't care. Why do you need so much detail? I don't care.
Well, no, it's just weird, a kiss. Weird phrase, isn't it? Couple of cheeky kisses. Did you have a nickname for her?
Well, I didn't have a nickname for her, but she did tell me that her nickname amongst her work friends is Casper.
Why?
The friendly ghost.
The friendly ghost, but obviously in this case, the not-so-friendly ghost.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm. The warning signs were there.
Wow. Okay, so after the cheeky kisses, you go home, she goes home, then what happens?
Text her on the night saying thanks for a lovely date and everything. She texts me back saying, yeah, it was great and everything like that. Then text her in the morning just to say, you know, she had a meeting in the morning. I hope it all went well.
Oh, too keen.
Hope you didn't have too much of a headache.
You're
and
being
all.
Too keen.
Oh, that's the thing. That's the thing.
Anyway, it's happened now. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, she texts back saying, yeah, I may have had one or too many sauvignons. And I text back saying, well, are you up for a second date then? And it's just died a death.
What, nothing?
Nothing.
So the last message she sent you was saying she'd maybe had one or two too many sauvignons.
Sauvignons?
And that's the last you've heard.
Oh, mate. I really want to help you out here. So you've got her number, right?
I do.
This is always the uncomfortable bit, but after this track, we're going to call her. You give me the number during the song, okay?
Yep.
I'll do the talking, and if I need to, I'll bring you in, all right?
Oh, yeah,
I know, right, yeah. But at least then you'll get an answer, hopefully.
That's it.
Wait there, Joe, I'll be with you in a sec.
Scott Mills.
So Joe has been ghosted. Joe is on the line. Hey, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
So just to bring you up to date, if you didn't hear it, Joe went on a date with a girl, met her through a mutual friend, went bowling, few drinks. She organised date number two. She was keen to do that. Texted her a couple of times since. Nothing. Ghosted. Now, you've given me her number.
Yep.
And I am going to call her in a moment just to maybe get some answers for you, okay?
Bro.
You all right?
Bit nervous.
You're nervous?
I feel nervous as well. This is a fascinating one. This could go either way because I don't think, like normally when we do this, it kind of feels like there isn't really much hope of another date, but there might be a small amount of hope on this front. Never know.
Potentially. Never know.
All right. Wish me luck. I'm going in.
Go on, then.
Hello.
Is that Jess?
It is, yeah.
Hey, Jess. I wonder if you can help me. My name is Scott Mills, and I do a radio show on BBC Radio 1.
Okay.
And on it, we do this feature called Ghostbusters, where we call out people that ghost their dates. You know, that they just kind of disappear after one or two dates, never to be heard of again.
Right.
Do you know Joe?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you want to just tell me what happened?
Okay, so my friend Kaylee set me up on a date with Joe.
Right.
And I don't think it's fair that I was a Ghostbuster, though, because I did send a message saying, you know, we really got on, but, like, we should maybe we'll play it by ear and see how it goes in the future.
Okay, now, hang on one second. I've got a feeling that he might not have received that message. Which
could be the problem.
The last message he got was something about having one too many Sauvignons.
Okay, yeah, well, that is true, but it kind of... I said it in such a way as like, oh, thanks, had a really nice time, but no thanks, if you know what I mean.
Right. Okay.
That is interesting.
Yeah. See, it's weird how people see like things differently, isn't it? Like, do you know what I mean? It just sometimes just gets lost in translation a bit, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Is it true that you were perhaps thinking about a second date, though? I thought you might... The impression we got was that you might have suggested a second date.
Yeah, so basically, because my friend had set me up with him, I didn't want to be like, you know... mean? I don't know
Got you. Yeah, totally. Would you say you did have one too many Sauvignons?
Yeah.
And you went bowling. How was that for you?
It was actually really good. Yeah, I had a really good time.
Is there anything that you would like to say to him to kind of, I don't know, clear up the situation a little bit?
Okay,
because you look a little bit ghosty right now.
I do look ghosty, but... So, Kaylee had... So basically, my friend had set me up on this blind date, but not told me how old he was. So he was a bit younger than I am.
Oh, yeah.
And he was a lovely guy, but, you know, lived with his mum, didn't really, you know, wasn't looking for the same things I was looking for at that time. Okay. Turned 28, and I think he was considerably younger.
So. Okay. You're in the overs, and he was for the X
Factor,
sort of thing.
Yeah, the children category.
Yeah, different category. All right, cool. Thanks for clearing everything up, Jess.
No worries.
Love you, bye. Let me return to Joe. Hello.
Oh, my God.
What?
My heart was pounding through my chest then.
I'm pretty stressed.
We did connect to the ghost, though. What are your thoughts?
That's it. Well, at least we know now. At least we know.
You need to... Give up the ghost.
Not only that, but I think I need to be a little bit older.
Well, yeah, if you can sort that out,
that will
great.
Happen one day, though.
Are you all right, Joe?
Yeah, all good.
Slight mixed messages on the texting front by the sounds of it.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what that's all about.
She sounded fine with it, though.
Yeah, be all good.
Do you know, I like it when there's this kind of honesty. It's really cool. It's nice to see people just talking straight with things. This has been a good Ghostbusters, it feels.
That's it.
And it's cleared things up for you, hasn't it?
That's it. It's all about knowing.
Right, and then you can move on. It is. That is exactly it. It's all about knowing where you stand, and we've done that for you today, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Joe, you're a ledge. Thanks very much for being on today.
Been a pleasure. Cheers.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
One.
Greg's on at 4 this afternoon. This is Scott Mills playing Craig David in Bastille, Diplo and Sleepy Tom, and Martin Solvig. Hope you're good today. Hello, Vicky.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Are you in France?
I am in France.
What are you doing
there?
In the
north of France. Teaching kids to speak English when they don't speak English and I don't speak French. So that's fun.
Everything going well, Vicky?
Oh, Chris, you got me into so much trouble last time.
What happened?
So I met you at Leeds Uni.
Uh-huh.
I'd gone to a night out with one boy, left with a different one, and you told the second one you'd seen a picture of me with the first one.
That's right.
I do actually remember that. That's okay, amazing.
Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh my God, I'm like in a relationship with the first one now. Like, we've been going out for like 2 years nearly.
I know.
So it was all fine.
Okay, all fine in the end.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I probably thought I was trying to help.
No,
Chris. Oh, rubbish. Sorry, Vicky.
It's hilarious. No, it's fine. Like, both of them know now. They both find it hilarious.
Okay, everyone knows. It's fine. Now, I think I remember you. You used to listen to our show a lot, didn't you?
Yes, all the time, like every day, the live show and the podcast. But then I started uni and got a job at the same time, had no spare time anymore. But then, now that I'm in France and I've got nothing to do, it's all a bit meh. And so I was getting a bit homesick and thought, I know, the Scott Mills podcast used to make me happy all the time. So I started listening again on Friday after about 3 years of not listening.
3 years? I can't believe you've been gone 3 years.
It was ages ago.
And how does it feel? Does it feel like we're like at one of your home comforts?
Yeah, I feel so home now. It's great. Aww. Like waiting for the podcast every night. It's so good.
Oh, that's
I like
nice.
That. I really like to hear that we're sort of with you wherever you are, even if you did abandon us for a short while.
Yeah, but she had a lot on.
You weren't cheating with anyone else, were you? Like sort of, you went off the radio for a bit.
You weren't listening to Fun Radio. Yeah.
No, I've not been listening to anything else.
Has anyone heard that station in France?
No.
Fun Radio. No. Is this, and ironically, there's no fun on it. But all their jingles go, fun. It's like, well, where's the fun? It's just music. Not fun.
Not for you, Vicky, is it?
No.
It's good to have you back, Vicky.
Oh, thank you. It's nice to be back.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.